This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 1741. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, primarily shortwave. On this edition, recorded October 2nd, Antarctica, Argentina, Bangladesh, Brazil, Cuba, Diego Garcia, Egypt, Ethiopia, Europe, Germany, Greece, Haiti, Liberia, Luxembourg, Mexico, Myanmar, Nigeria, North America, Papua New Guinea, Peru, Portugal, Russia, Spain, Sri Lanka, Taiwan, UK, USA, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. Sometimes we can barely hear the carrier of LRA 36 Antarctica, slightly below 15476, cutting off the air within a few minutes of 2138 UT on weekdays. However, there was an anomalous situation on September 29th, says Dave Volko in Pennsylvania. They stayed on the air about an hour later. At that time, they were 27 hertz below 15476. He was hearing them from TuneIn at 2118 UT in Spanish with some news and talk and music and IDs, including Radio Nacional Arcángel San Gabriel at 2146. Then they were playing nonstop rock and alternative music, and finally went off in mid-song at 2242.55 UT. Remains to be heard whether that extended schedule will recur. Our best chance to hear Radio Bangladesh in English is the broadcast at 12:30 to 13 UT on 15105. Not intended for North America at all, and it's usually inaudible or very iffy. But on October 1st, I tuned in at 12:50 UT and was surprised to find it one of the few signals on the band, although there was heavy flutter. They were just wrapping up what apparently is a sports report on Wednesdays, and the rest of the half hour was film music, including typical Bengali songs such as Allá en el Rancho Grande, Why Should I Be Loving You, and I'll Be There. That Allá en el Rancho Grande rang a bell, so I checked my previous logs, and sure enough, I'd heard the same station playing the same Mexican tune almost exactly 1 year earlier, on September 29th, 2013. So apparently their Phil music library is very limited, or they have it set up to repeat once a year. Or it could be that the programmer picking out this particular song, not speaking Spanish, thought that Allá referred to God and is thus Islamically pious rather than just meaning in Spanish over there. Via Hardcore DX, Dave Volko in Pennsylvania reports Radio Alvorada de Parintins in Brazil, 20 hertz above 4965, September 23rd, at 0919 UT, saying good morning in Portuguese, and then an ad block. He says they came on sometime between 0900 and 915. The modulation was a bit low. Same station also reported on exactly the same off-frequency by Thomas Nielsen in Sweden, Shortwave Bulletin, September 27th at 2250. He says noted here for the first time in several days. It's always very weak and maybe just not heard because conditions had not been good. Last week we had a report of Brazil's Radio Inconfidencia, again on 15190+. And this week we have reports that its other shortwave frequency has been reactivated, somewhat above 6010. Rudolf Grimm in Brazil, who also reports to the German language ADX group, was hearing it back on the air at 0430 UT September 27th on 6010. Reportedly, it has increased power in the meantime from 5 to now 25 kilowatts. Thomas Nielsen in Sweden was also hearing it, 50 hertz above 6010, September 27th at midnight 1. The next night, however, at 2255, it was on 35 hertz above 6010. About all I hear is the heterodyne it makes with another variable Latin American, La Voz de Tu Conciencia in Colombia. For example, on September 27th at midnight 3, Thomas Nielsen in Sweden measured that one while it was drifting up and down, 160 hertz above 6010. From Brasilia, Radio Nacional de Amazonia remains missing from one of its frequencies, 6180. Still no sign of it any evening we checked through October 1st. But their other channel, 11780, remains a very strong signal. It had been clean for a few weeks since we repeatedly reported a couple of months ago that it was putting out nasty spurs. But they're back as of October 1st at 0532. The worst ones were about 35 kilohertz above and below on 11745 and 11815, the latter happening to be the frequency of another Brazilian station, Radio Brasil Central. Let's hope it doesn't take another several weeks to get it repaired this time. And there was an additional weaker spur, another 35 kilohertz out at 11710. Set your 40-meter dial to 7210 LSB for some fun if you understand Spanish and want to hear the Cuban exiles and the non-exiles going at it. That's the favorite frequency of Nelson Roach in Pennsylvania, N1NR, who is on the air both in the mornings around 11 or 12 UT, and I hear him in the evenings after 0100 UT, along with his comrades denouncing Castro and communism. On and on and on. It sounds like he's reading a script, but he's been doing this for maybe 40 years, so he hardly needs one. The only interruptions are for two-way comments, confirming it's not a shortwave broadcast. We also hear hecklers, such as a childish voice, and on October 1st at 0117, someone was interrupting him playing music, The International, or bits of it, and he responded trying to sing the Star Spangled Banner in English. Both of them breaking ham radio rules, of course, by doing that. By the way, Terry Kruger found a story at BBC News about a little-known Spanish version of the Star Spangled Banner. It's very tricky to translate, so the Spanish words still fit the meter and still have something near to the original meaning. The title in Spanish is El Pendón Estrellado. I frequently check and am usually disappointed for AFN Diego Garcia on 12759 USB after it opens in the mornings around 01 UT. But John Filiozzi in Half Moon, New York heard it September 29th at 0110 with pop music, weak but decipherable. Also around 01 UT, I often amuse myself by checking the four frequencies of Radio Cairo in Egypt, three in Spanish, one in Arabic, all of which are always defective, but the defects vary from time to time and from frequency to frequency. One of them had been off the air for a week or two, 11710, but now, at least since September 26th, it's been back on the air, which is bad news for Argentina, on 11711 minus. It's considerably off frequency, so there's always a heterodyne. But lately I've not been hearing the heterodyne, indicating that Argentina has been completely off the air. I assume that also affects the English broadcast, which otherwise would be in the clear at 0200 Tuesday through Saturday. Martin Roth in the Netherlands reports a reactivation from Amhara State Radio Ethiopia on 6090. September 30th at 0332, unmistakable Horn of Africa songs, but of course badly mixed with Anguilla. This had not been reported since October 2013, says the Domestic Broadcasting Survey. He checked again the following night at 0257, and there they were again, with the same interval signal as archived at intervalsignals.net, so no doubt it is Amhara State Radio. Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria also reports them September 30th in the evenings 16 to 19 UT on 6090 in Amharic. At that time it clashes with Kaduna, Nigeria, which is off frequency 6089.9 or so, as well as China in English. Torsten Hallmann in Germany was also hearing Ethiopia, 60-90, September 30th, until it was lost under very strong China at 1900, Amhara Regional State Radio. Wolfgang Büschel in Germany says Amhara actually signs off at 19 UT and measured at 17 hertz below 6090, but wandering about 10 to 15 hertz up and down continuously. While Nigeria was way down on 6089.856. In our late evenings, we can hear the heterodynes sometimes against Anguilla. Don't assume a signal on 6200 is legitimate. Stephen Wood in Massachusetts heard a Europirate, Radio Magic International, October 1st at 0100, English accented announcer with IDs, music program of mainly 80s music, Bon Jovi and others, like dance music popular in German nightclubs of the mid-80s. He says heavy static, but overall a fair signal, and still running past 0125. Brock Whaley in Ireland has been hearing laser hot hits on its latest new frequency, 6075, September 28th at 0840, with the usual pop hits and laser liners. He says a very good signal, better than KBC on 6095 at the same time, but is using an Omni 2,500-foot electric fence beverage quad antenna. I think the following is not a pirate, but one of those low-power licensed Germans. John Hode in Kent in the British DX Club says it appears that Europe 24 have commenced full programming on 6150. Heard UK, US, and Euro pop and rock music with talk in German, but an English comment at 09 UT, October 1st, with a time check 11 o'clock in Central Europe, followed by news in German. About Greece, Stephen Luce in Texas says it is bizarre that ERT Open Rebels have been able to take control of the shortwave transmitters for over a year without the Greek government doing anything about it. What I find amazing is how do those transmitters continue to be powered? Electricity would have to come off the power grid or diesel generators. Who is paying for that? Or are the power and fuel providers allowing the rebels to steal electricity? Is the government actually still footing the bill, not realizing where the money is going? A reply from Chris Regas in Chicago. I think it's just the government authorities did not take over the Avleda facilities. There are still several ex-ERT studios and transmitter facilities in the hands of ERT Open. I think the new entity, NERIT, considers getting these facilities back a low priority and is reacquiring them in stages. Also, there are still court cases pending on the legality of the ERT closure by the government. The new broadcaster, NERIT, has also many internal issues with many top-level personnel changes in recent months. Now, who pays for the electricity and other bills to run ERT Open is a good question. One form of revenue is probably donations from ordinary citizens. Their website, ertopen.com, and the Facebook page provides a bank account where people can donate money for the cause. And we still hear them, mainly in our evenings, 9420 and 9935, but not every night. Sometimes they're on, sometimes they're off, and sometimes they're on with open carrier only. From reports in WTFDA, there is now an analog Channel 2 TV station in Haiti, which has been picked up by TVDXers in the southeastern U.S., Chris Dunn in Florida, and Fred Nordquist in South Carolina. The ID is Storm TV, with a large O in the middle of the word, S-T-O-R-M. There was interference from a long-time Channel 2 in the neighboring Dominican Republic, Tele Antillas. This is believed to be the first time anyone has seen sporadic ETVDX from Haiti, but it also may be almost the last time, as Remy Humbert reports, that the digital transition is scheduled for Haiti June 15th next year. The media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio, number 1741. Our website brings you much more info, worldofradio.com, and it's completely non-commercial. Our thanks this week for financial support from Dan Goldfarb in England, who sent a contribution via PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com. One may also contribute by check or money order in U.S. funds in the mail to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. Mike Berclough sends stories in French and German from Luxembourg that the license of RTL on 1440 kHz has been extended until the end of 2015. There had been some issues, some complaints about health hazards and RF interference near their superpower transmitter site at Marnach. Of course, the transmitters must have been used lately for relays of China. There is a new Mexican, or I should say a new station in Mexico on 870 kHz, not listed in the WRTH or last year's IRCA Mexican log. It's in Zacatecas State. I was hearing it September 28th at 11:58 with some PSAs, not only federal but for that state. Instead of XCTAR, the indigenous station in Chihuahua, which faded in a few minutes later. But the new one is listed by CAN2 at MexicoRadioTV.com. It's XEXM Radio Jerez in Zacatecas, Zacatecas. Well, actually, the town where it's located is nearby. Its full name is Jerez de Garcia Salinas. It moved from 1150 kHz, where it was previously listed. In Cumbre de X, Steve George reports Myanmar Radio 9730, heard regularly in Massachusetts the last few weeks, around 11 to 1130 UT sign-off in presumed Burmese, in clear with some deep fades. However, there are English lessons on Wednesdays, such as September 24th, after pop ads or promos, lesson 12 at 1109 UT, shopping, can I help you? How much is the cotton one? How will you pay for that? And so forth. Sign-off routine mentioned Myanmar. Theme music on traditional instrument off at 1130. Ron Howard in California was also hearing this the following Wednesday, October 1st, 9730, semi-readable through adjacent interference. Usual classical music to start the series of ads at 1114 at ID and into the ABC Radio Australia segment, lesson 13, the tour guide, till 1125. As I mentioned earlier, concerning reactivated Ethiopia on 6090, Nigeria is also near this frequency. Dave Volker reports to Hardcore DX, if you're far enough east, the better time to hear it is before Anguilla comes on circa 2200. As he reports, September 16th, 6089.86 at 2105. However, at that time there was interference by Iran, which went off at 2121.47, leaving Kaduna in the clear and quite nice with native music. Occasional choral singing. Radio Nigeria Kaduna ID at 2130. He says, a great rolling of R's during a talk at 2131. A beautiful clear ID at 2152 when the signal was peaking at 10 over 9. The North American Pirate playing old-time radio shows, but without any specific IDs of its own, had been usually on 6770, but lately there are several reports of it on frequencies in the 90-meter band. Dave Volquin, Pennsylvania, heard 3394.72 way back on August 27th in the daytime at 1940, so it's not too far from Pennsylvania. And then on September 12th on 3204.71 in the middle of the night at 0950. Harold Frogen, Michigan, also reports it on 3229.7 a.m., September 21st at 0141 and 0354, and on the 24th at midnight 4. And one more report of it on exactly the same 3229.7 by John Cooper in Pennsylvania in the NASA Flash Sheet, also September 24th at 0142. I heard the obsessive Antichrist pro-Yahweh pirate station YHWH on a new frequency, 11570, September 26th at 1410, past 1425, that's 5 kilohertz up from the previously used and publicized 11565. Ron Howard in California says Radio East New Britain, NBC Papua New Guinea, is now heard daily on reactivated 3385 from 1125 until it cuts off at 1231 UT as on October 1st. Decent reception with numerous ads in English and Pidgin. However, One Talk Radio Lite continues to be silent from 7324.96, nothing there even when the frequency was clear of China at 1257 on September 30th and October 1st. In Shortwave Bulletin, Thomas Nielsen in Sweden says Radio San Antonio in Villa Atalaya, Peru, is back again after several weeks' absence. Heard with nice quiet music at an S4 level, September 26th at 2356 on 4939.7. Also reported by Bob Wilkner in Florida, but he has it on 4939.92. September 26th into 27 at 2325 to midnight 45. No ID on the hour, however. It faded under static at midnight 45. Sometime in late September, Radio Chasqui in Urubamba, Peru, 5980, finally reset its automatic cutoff timer about 10 minutes earlier than it had been. As of October 1st, I found its carrier cutting off at 10.5 seconds past 0102. October 1st was supposed to be the big day for Voice of Russia to resume shortwave broadcasting because they had registered an extensive schedule with HFCC, effective October 1st. We had our doubts. Chris Lewis in England was checking at 0800 UT and said, I've checked a couple of frequencies and nothing there, no DRM and no analog. And so did Noel Green in England. Today being 1st October, I've just completed a scan of the frequencies registered between 14 and 15 UT, but heard nothing from VOR, not even Kaliningrad and DRM on 9850. So is it a paper exercise, or are they waiting until the start of B14? Right now I just pause my recording to clear my throat and check the listed frequencies for Voice of Russia at midnight UT October 2nd. Not hearing any of them in English, Russian, Portuguese, or Spanish, although there's a just barely audible carrier on 7240, probably Tibet. Just in case, remember the supposed English broadcast to North America is at 02 to 06 via PETCAM in the Far East on 12010 and 12070. October 1st was also reported as the close-down date for Spain's shortwave service, but there was a great deal of uncertainty, and it's still there, at least the English broadcast at midnight UT, October 2nd on 6055. Now the thinking is it may close on October 15th, but that is far from certain. If and when Radio Exterior really does self-destruct, there may still be radio on shortwave from Spain, at least Radio Mi Amigo, a private station allegedly located there but broadcasting via Radio 700 in Germany. It tested on 7310, Sunday, September 28th, supposedly from 1000 UT, but David Koenig, listening in England, says it did not actually come on until 1013, and Harold Kuhl in the British GX Club says it ended at 1400, and they have plans for an 8-hour-long program on shortwave to be broadcast each Sunday starting in November. Ivo Ivanov reminds us of a new series of broadcasts from PCJ Radio International called Song of India. This is via the 1125 kHz transmitter in Sri Lanka. It's to be a request program. It's October 4th, 11th, 18th, and 25th at 1330 to 1530 UT. And there will also be one broadcast to North America via WRMI 7570, October 5th at midnight until 0200. Keith Perrone clarifies that's UT Sunday, Saturday evening in North America. Kai Ludwig says the new Ebola program from BBC World Service to Africa at 1950 UT is on 13660 and 15400. Also, they've extended two other frequencies 2 hours, 9915 and 12095, now in the air until midnight UT, but that's only on Monday through Friday, as Steve Luce in Texas reconfirms. An important item we didn't quite squeeze in last week, according to the Broadcasting Board of Governors, September 22nd, a new CEO of the organization has been named, Andy Lack. He's a respected journalist and media executive who will oversee all federal overseas broadcasting, VOA, RFERL, Marti, Radio Free Asia, Middle East Broadcasting Network. In his pre-sunrise DXing, the mornings of September 19th and 22nd, Dave Valkra in Pennsylvania was hearing an NID on 4740 around 1012 and 1026 UT. It sounded like French. By September 23rd, he had decided it was WRCB Radio Concorde. Quite strong at 1000, peaks at 1019 as well. It could have been actually in Creole. It appears to be the third harmonic of WRCB, which you won't find in the FCC or any other listings. That's because it's a pirate in the Boston area on 1580, but apparently operating quite openly, like many others, most of which are in the X band, a little bit higher up. On September 28th from 0955, he was able to match it to their web stream, although it was 3 minutes behind the live audio on 4740. Schedule changes for World of Radio on WRMI. As I mentioned last week, we're no longer on Thursdays at 23:30. On 11580, since that half hour has been taken over for the relays of Radio Ukraine International. However, Jeff White has put us in at a new time on that frequency, 11580, Sundays at 2300 UT. Also no longer on the air is the UT Sunday 0100 on 5950. That transmission is completely gone. Scott Feibusch reports that instead of closing down September 26th, all the Radio Disney stations will stay on the air indefinitely until each one is sold off individually. Now dominating 1530 here is KCMN Colorado Springs. And in the Arctic Radio Club, Odd Jørgen Sagdal in Norway says he's hearing it almost every night. Further evidence it's really running 15 kilowatts instead of 15 watts. 2 weeks ago, we mentioned a pirate on 14477. Carlos Gonçalves in Portugal clarifies Radio El Dorado appears to be in Portugal, but there was another one heard on 14477.7 USB, apparently from Latin America, Central America, with religious preaching. This was September 12th at 2205. This just in, DFS in Japan says ELWA Liberia has returned to shortwave 4760, heard October 1st at 2100 to 2230. The propagation outlook from Boulder, ANKNC is peaking at 15 and 4 October 16th, 20 and 4 on the 21st. Solar flux dropping from 195 October 2nd to 130 October 13th, back up to 170 on the 18th. Glenn Hauser concluding, World of Radio 1741.